we're learning more about how Buffalo schools handled distance learning in the spring. Jim Heaney joining us live with our nonprofit partners at investigativepost.org. Jim, what did you find out as you looked back into the remote learning?
Well, a couple of things. It doesn't appear to have gone very well. And secondly, the district really doesn't want to talk about it. I've had a very difficult time getting any kind of concrete information out of the school district at all. Information requests I submitted under the state Freedom of Information Law were ignored. Eventually, when we threatened to sue, they responded by saying that most of what I asked for, that information was not available. Basic information like what percentage of students were actually participating in distance learning, what percentage of teachers were, how much time a day were they spending on instruction, were kids learning? Those are all questions that the district refused to answer. So I wound up talking to teachers and parents, parent leaders, and the picture they painted was district didn't do much to help teachers prepare for this transition. A lot of kids did not have either internet access or laptops or other learning devices, and that depending on the teacher, either most of the kids participated in online classes or very few did.
You know, Jim, it sounds like what you heard from teachers is what a lot of people have heard, and that is they've either A, worked as hard as they ever have in their life, B, not worked nearly as hard as they usually do, and combined with the both of them, either way, made less of an impact as they do in a typical school year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think in Buffalo, that's of a particular concern because only about a quarter of the kids test at proficient levels in math and reading and language. So you've got kids, for the most part, who are already struggling academically. And then basically for the last 3 months of the school year, they're at best getting inferior instruction, in some cases not getting any at all. And so those kids are that much further behind.
Jim, I don't know if it's widely known, though, but students really didn't have to participate remotely because they were given the grade that they had in March, right?
Yeah, yeah. And teachers said that in some cases that was a disincentive for kids to actually participate. So, you know, a kid could have not signed on once, not done any work the last 3 months of the school year, and there was no consequence for that. Now, it's worth noting that a lot of kids started out the balance of the school year in March without online access. So some of them had great difficulty even participating, like in large numbers initially. The district doesn't appear to have handled this well at all during, you know, the actual education process. And again, the stonewalling and the refusal to answer questions about what transpired is just inexcusable. The district spends, you know, $80-90 million a month of taxpayer money, and the public is due some transparency over how that money is spent.
Right. Jim, we appreciate the time this morning. Jim Heaney with our nonprofit partners at investigativepost.org.